What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Monday edition of the NBA Slate Starter Podcast. I'm Eric, joined with my buddy Ryan, my very happy buddy Ryan, as we break down Monday's 11-game NBA DFS slate. Ryan, why are you in such a good mood? I have no idea.
Michigan's dancing onto the Elite Eight after a dominant performance over this Florida State Seminole team. So I was very happy with that result. I was very impressed with that win. I was pretty concerned about this Michigan team without Isaiah Livers. Now they're going to be gearing up for a matchup against 11 seed UCLA, who's riding real high. And I like my chances against UCLA. So hopefully Michigan has a chance at the Final Four come next weekend.
I think Alabama liked their chances against UCLA today, too. I had my little $50 UCLA moneyline ticket that almost went up in flames, and I was like, whatever. I honestly had no idea what to do with this college basketball slate, so I just kind of didn't touch it today. But the one thing I did touch, it was nice to get a little something out of it. Wish I had bet more in hindsight, but whatever. Pac-12 just looks really, really good in this tournament. But you guys don't care about any of this college basketball stuff. We are here to talk about we have our third 11-game NBA DFS slate in like the last 5 weekdays, which is just insane. But before we get started, get down to that bottom bar. Hit that like button. Hit that subscribe button. That goes a long ways for us. And hit that notification bell so you know when this and all the other content at Awesomo is going live. We are also sponsored by Monkey Knife Fight. Let it be known, monkeyknifefight.com. Head over there, use the promo code AWESOMO, and you get a $50 first deposit match bonus. Pretty tough to beat free money, so check that out for it. Rimpak, you ready to get going, my dude?
Let's ride.
Let's party. Top end. So again, 11-game slate. We're going to have some options. We can be selective. We're going to have value everywhere, and we're going to have some studs to pay up for, and oh, it's going to be crazy. Top end of point guard, Russell Westbrook, $11,000, doing crazy, crazy Russ things again, back-to-back near 60-point performances on DraftKings, 70.25 and 82.25 between that, sandwiched between at 40.5, but that was against New York, so it doesn't really count because they play so slow. Now they get Indiana, so Wizards, decent enough spot, like, you can fire up some Westbrook as a contrarian pay-up option. James Harden, $10,900 against Minnesota. I have a feeling he's going to be pretty popular, just throwing that out. Even with Kyrie Irving returning, we've seen the kind of upside you get from James Harden. Hard to not like that. And then Luka Doncic, $10,800. Sounds like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is going to be out forever, and Dallas is going to be a big favorite in this game. Again, it's Luka, 10-8. Between those three guys that are 10-8 and above, who do you prefer the most? Is it James Harden, and why?
Because why not James Harden matchup versus Minnesota? Check. You're saving $100 off of Russell Westbrook. Check. Probably you're going to have to project him as the highest scoring player on the slate. Check. So there you go. Now James Harden is going to definitely stand out at that price tag. Triple-double upside. A huge, huge ceiling in the bag for James Harden that matchup. I like going to James Harden, finding a way to get that, and I get that guy in my lineups is seems like the right way to go. Keep in mind, Kyrie Irving will be returning, so it's not the whole James Harden versus the broken Brooklyn Nets G Leaguer squad anymore. It's James Harden with another capable scorer. Kyrie Irving, you could save down to Kyrie Irving. I have no issues there. Priced at $9,800 over there and $9,600 over there on FanDuel, I believe. So I like Kyrie on both sides. I think we're at the roster too on FanDuel makes for a nice savings option off of Luka and Russ Westbrook. Russ has earned that price tag of late, and someone else who has also earned that price tag on both sides is De'Aaron Fox. Priced at $9,800 and $9,500 over there on DraftKings. A very, very impressive run by De'Aaron Fox. It's gone under the radar there. He's kind of put Sacramento in the play-in game by his play. They're only a game or a game and a half back now. And this Sacramento team is rolling because of De'Aaron Fox, and I think we can definitely ride the hot hand still.
I like it. Yeah, De'Aaron Fox is out of his damn mind. Let's just be serious. Him and Harrison Barnes. Harrison Barnes just had the buzzer beater, and it was fun to watch. It was exciting. Considering it's somebody that I've played pickup basketball with in Ames, Iowa, it's enjoyable to watch Harrison Barnes go off. By the way, he just murdered all of us when he was like 15, 16 years old. We're a bunch of college kids just getting cut up by him and Doug McDermott there in Ames, Iowa. Oh, Iowa State. Those were the days. Anyway, rest of the point guard position, Ricky Rubio, $6,000 against Brooklyn. No thanks. Probably not going that direction over on FanDuel. Kind of looking around the rest of these spots. Teo Maledon played massive minutes, 37 minutes now with Shai out. Got 41.6. that's somebody you could possibly be looking at, like, in that direction. I think that that's not the worst spot I've ever seen in my entire life. Working down a little bit further, it gets a little hairy on the bottom end here. Hamidou Diallo, 4,100, played 18 minutes against Brooklyn in his debut, sat out the 27th against Washington. I don't know, probably can't go there either on this big of a slate. I mean, is there anything in this bottom end that you remotely see that you're interested in?
Not really in the bottom end, really. It's a big slate. There might be some value that opens up. Maybe we can keep riding Terrence Mann, maybe, with his minutes that he's getting, kind of being very, very hyper efficient in his performance in the shooting and all things put together. But in the mid tier, Ja Morant, Malcolm Brogdon, both their matchups are great. And I think both have a serious upside to really break their slate at their price tag. So those two are the guys in the mid tier. And maybe Saben Lee gets a shout out as Dennis Smith won't be playing. But Dwayne Casey's been playing point guard roulette over there in Detroit. So kind of proceed with caution on both sides.
Love it. Yeah, I can't see myself doing such things. That scares the crap out of me. Saben Lee. Oh, an 11-game slate. If he breaks the slate, so be it. I'll live. 11,300 James Harden against Minnesota again on FanDuel. Yeah, yes, please. Donovan Mitchell, 9K going up against Cleveland. I'd been saying that if he ever played starters minutes, he'd be putting up 50s. He got 35 minutes against Memphis, put up 52. Got 28 in the back-to-back there against Memphis, put up 47.9 in 28 minutes. It's like, you know, if Utah keeps games close, they're going to murder them. But, like, you got to expect them to go out and blitz Cleveland, that's going to be playing very shorthanded tomorrow. No Jared Allen. It's going to be brutal for them. Oh, and no JaVale McGee. Who's going to be playing center? It's going to be Isaiah Hartenstein, right? Is that who we're going to be looking at? I'm pretty certain it's going to be when we get there. We'll get there when we get there. Getting down a little bit further here, Paul George. So Bradley Beal, he's questionable. He's like a true questionable, which could open up some value against Indiana. But otherwise, 8,800, wouldn't mind as a contrarian spend up option. Again, somebody just hasn't been putting. He's failed to eclipse 40 in his last four on FanDuel. That kind of scares the crap out of me. Paul George, 8,700 against this Milwaukee team that's playing up in pace. Just put up 57.3. That's pretty nifty. And then DeMar DeRozan, 8,400, has been kind of like just trudging along, playing around 30 minutes a night. But I would expect against Sacramento that we'll have some interest in some of these Spurs. Talk to me about the top end of shooting guard.
At top end shooting guard, we got James Harden, obviously. 11-3. We covered him at the DK spot. Both sides definitely firmly in play. Saving to a guy like Paul George, I like doing that. $8,700 has been very good this year. And I think we can definitely go to him. Bradley Beal, $8,800. If he's going to be ruled in, I'll have interest. Maybe there's some sort of minutes limit that we don't know about, but it's $8,800. That's kind of a cheaper price tag for Beal. He's been above 10K at a few times, so trying to buy low on Beal. I like saving on all of those guys, even DeRozan against Sacramento because of that matchup, instead of going to Mitchell again at 9K. And 9K Mitchell will be kind of contrarian, but he's definitely in play. Caris LeVert also versus Washington. His price tag is now up to 7,600. That's fine. And keep in mind, Van Vliet, Kyle Lowry is traveling with the team, but I believe he's still questionable. So we can go to Van Vliet at $7,400 for a fine option there. And now Zach LaVine has fallen all the way down to $7,500. Now his performances of late is kind of, makes sense after the All-Star break. The guy's been kind of awful. Maybe it's going to take some time for him to get acclimated with Vooch in the mix. So keep that in mind. Over there on DraftKings up top, carry a shooting guard eligibility. Fine option to consider there. Paul George and Beal make for a great options pivoting off of Mitchell, in my opinion. Caris LeVert, 7K, signed me up against the Washington matchup. And Van Vliet, even at $7,900 versus Detroit, if there's no Lowry, I think we can definitely go there with a lot of confidence, in my opinion. That's really about it. In the bottom tier, it's an 11-game slate. I do think some value can definitely open up. It's tough to go spending down quite a bit at this position. No one really sticks out to me on any site with the way things stand. Maybe on FanDuel.
You know who doesn't stand out to me on this slate is Alec Burks at 6,700 on FanDuel. What happened on Saturday that this is some of these numbers between like him, Nikhil Alexander-Walker makes some sense because, You've had Lonzo out for a while, but if he were to come back, that's probably a no. Yeah, Fred VanVleet, we're going to like at 7,400 if Lowry were to miss with this foot deal again. But there are some weird tags. I guess DeLon Wright in 5,400 is going to cut into some Halliburton usage, and 5,500, that might make it tough to get there at a spot where we were kind of plugging and playing Halliburton here for a little bit of a string. But getting down here to the bottom end again, like, I don't know where some of this value is going to come from. I mean, Ty Jerome is 4,100, but he's only been playing 21 minutes the last two. And so that's kind of a tough spot to stomach. Wayne Ellington's been starting at 3,900, played 26 minutes, put up 27.9. But this is an 11-game slate. Do you really want to click on Wayne Ellington's name? Like, the way I look at it is there's going to be value that emerges. We just have no idea where that's going to be the night before here right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Josh Jackson deserves to mention, $4,200 on FanDuel. But outside of that, paying up, going mid to a balanced build on an 11-game slate, I have no issues with that.
Okay, awesome. Luka Doncic, small forward eligibility returns on DraftKings. Everybody rejoices. We sing in the streets. Thanks, DraftKings, for bringing that back. However, it's against OKC, and there's definite blowout potential there, just letting it be known. Jimmy Butler, 9K, up against New York. Slow-paced matchup, Bam Adebayo alongside. Victor Oladipo still going to be inactive, but it doesn't really matter. That's going to be a tough thing in that matchup specifically. I don't know, though. Like, without Julius Randle, if Julius Randle doesn't play, I mean, what is their interior? I mean, it's still going to be Tom Thibodeau, defensive, slow, grunge match, whatever. So 9K Jimmy Butler in his return to Thibodeau. Probably, maybe he wants to ball out a little bit. Maybe 9K isn't the worst thing ever. Kawhi Leonard, 8,900 up against Milwaukee. We know the kind of upside Kawhi can have in spots. Has been pretty consistent in the last three, 45-plus and three straight on DraftKings. Maybe a smattering of that there. Chris Middleton's going to be tough to get to at 8,300, although has had some bigger games of late. Last guy to bring up here, Jaylen Brown against New Orleans, 8K. We've seen some crazy upside from him of late until the last two, where he's just been a complete dud against OKC and against Milwaukee. So maybe going back to the Jaylen Brown turn just because of how hot he was before. And I don't know. I don't like talking about hot streaks or whatever else, but I know that people might be off of him more than they should in this matchup because he's been bad the last two. So maybe I'll take some shots there. Talk to me about small forward.
So yeah, the small forward spot, all those guys you ran off were great. I think all my favorites are obviously like Kawhi Leonard saving from Luka, almost $2,000 savings to Kawhi. I like going to that. Jimmy Butler is in a fine fine spot in terms of just like carrying the usage for his team at 9K. Over there, DeRozan, 7,900, real upside for taking 20-plus shot attempts. We know what he can do. Jeremy Grant, also 7,500. Brandon Ingram and Jaylen Brown also have serious ceilings potential in their upside. Time to hop off the Wiggins train with Stephen Curry. Question, I do expect him to play as he practice, but keep that news in mind. If Curry were to out, I'd be willing to even pay up for that price tag for Wiggins. Spending down over there, I think Marcus Morris deserves to mention at $4,500. Definitely an option to consider. And Denny Abdia started last time and played 27 minutes. Obviously, that game did get out of hand. But if he's going to get starters minutes and like getting high 20s, low 30s minutes, I'll have interest in Abdi at $3,400. Over there in FanDuel, looking up to pay up for guys like Kawhi make a lot of sense. 9,600 is a fine price tag for Kawhi, in my opinion. I like going to that, as we've seen what he can do with his consistency. Spending down to guys like Brown and Ingram are great savings options. As we've seen, there's not much value, so maybe we can find a way to get a balance build in. Now, I'm more of a stars and scrub slate potentially, but the way things go, usually there's going to be some major value that opens up come before lock. Spending down, guys, if you think Bogdanovich of Utah gets going, $4,100, cheap price tag, in my opinion. And I think he's a fine option to consider. And I think taking your chances on Malik Beasley versus Brooklyn, I think 30 minutes of him against that Brooklyn matchup, took 17 shot attempts last time in his first game back after a 12-game suspension. As him and Larsa Pippen are a done deal and they are no longer together, I think Malik Beasley is ready to ball out on the court.
Well, there we go. I can get on that a little bit. Justin Holiday, 3,800. If Doug McDermott misses, I think there's more of an upside there at minutes. 3,800 on FanDuel, let it be known. I hate even saying that. That seems weird to want to play that on a 11-game slate, but just letting it be known that there is definitely some minutes upside if Dougie McBuckets decides to miss. Garrison Matthews, yeah, Denny Avdia, those guys down there. I mean, Garrison Matthews, there's never been somebody who got more minutes and did less with them other than P.J. Tucker and the old version of Isaac Okoro. So, yeah, Garrison Matthews, though, still could have some massive minutes upside there at the bottom end, but a position we're generally looking to punt. Looks awfully punty here. Even on an 11-game slate, there's nothing that I'm, like, in love with because your top-end guys, like Kawhi's going to get Giannis, Jimmy Butler's going to get New York, Brandon Ingram gets Jason Tatum, Boston, RJ Barrett against Miami, like, all these small... Chris Middleton up against the Clippers against Kawhi and Paul George, like, they're all in kind of rough spots at the top end of small forward. One or two are going to pop, but, like, for the most part, I think you're better off punting in a lot of these places. Anybody else you want to talk about, and then we'll move on?
I think we're good to move on.
Oh, well, then we will move on, and not only that, we aren't going to just move on. We're going to talk about an Osmo promo. We have a massive, if you're playing MLB DFS, which RinPak and I are both going to be a part of, because I think that's how we originally met in the world, was MLB DFS Streets. And it's a beautiful place to be, but go over and check out the MLB promo we have going. It is called Starting 9. All you have to do is plug in Starting 9 at checkout to get Osmo plus MLB for $9. So if you go to osmo.com/promos, you can check that out. Starting 9. We had an amazing run with our Caruso promo before NBA. This is a great way to kind of see what we offer for the MLB product. The top stacks tool, which is probably the most useful thing you could possibly imagine. We're gonna talk a lot about stacking and about game environments for switch hitters and pitching matchups and NL AL splits. And we're going to have all these goodies, but top stacks tool does all of that work and condenses it and shows you who is going under-owned in the MLB streets. So that alone is worth the $9. I can tell you from experience, if you want to compete and you want to get up to the top of those leaderboards, that is how you're going to do it. It's just plug and play some of those top stacks. I know I'm going to be. We got a massive opening day starting on Thursday. So jump on in before Starting 9. That's our promo. Going to the top.
I've got some breaking news also with the MLB product. Alex has told us that there will be an MLB boom bust tool for Osmo Plus MLB subscribers. So Eric just had his pants off moment. So okay. Definitely check out Osmo Plus MLB just using the promo code Starting9. And I think you'll enjoy it just for $9 and a bunch of tools in the works that can really elevate your DFS game to the next level. And also we're giving away a month pass of Osmo Plus. You go to osmo.com/giveaways, you'll see all the details there. So osmo.com/promos for the promotion and osmo.com/giveaways for the giveaway that's happening right now. So definitely take advantage of both. I'm sure you'll enjoy both what we have to offer, and I really think this MLB product will take your game to the next level.
How am I going to talk about power forward now? Oh, my gosh. Whew. Wowzer. All right. Top end. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 11,100. Julius Randle, 9,900 if you were to go questionable in that spot. Zion Williamson, the guy that I just wanted to hurry up and talk about because he's at 9K. Said we're going to get him to 10K. We got to do it. 64.5 and 49 over the weekend. 39 and 38 real points. This guy's just out of his mind, right? Like, he's just out of his mind. He's pretty special. It's really fun to watch. Loving that dude. Loving watching him play. And then Domantas Sabonis up against Washington, 8,800. Hello. That's a pretty good spot, too. Talk to me about the top end of power forward.
Giannis versus the Clippers, definitely a fine
thing
to get Sabonis.
Just like, I had like fizzy water. I had like a Topo Chico earlier, my mineral water, and it's like living inside me here. I think you have the same thing going on a little bit.
Yeah, I had a little carbonated drink as well. So
there you go.
Definitely right. Feeling it.
Continue. But
the Greek Freak obviously has been disappointing the last two times. I think we can go back to him against a matchup against the Clippers that I think can definitely stay close, and they're going to need him. And if you want to save the guys like Sabonis and Tatum, I don't blame you. Zion has been absolutely incredible. Keep riding the Zion wave. Just keep going. I think that he's in play on both sides. He's now at 9K. We can definitely keep riding him until he's north of that five-figure price tag. And if there's no Lowry, I think we can go to Pascal. Porzingis is still in play with Luka back just because of that 7,900 price tag. He could get going. and pay that off before, let's say, if you think there's going to be a blowout, I think Porzingis is fine. Draymond Green definitely in play against Chicago. With Curry back, I think they can both get on the same page and get going, hopefully. And play on both sides will be contrarian, but has pretty big upside in matchup against Chicago, in my opinion. And spending down to guys like Marcus Morris and Isaiah Roby seem like one of the more better value options on the slate. The way things stand, that's really how things are taking a look right now.
Yeah, I'm looking around. It's a pretty top-heavy position again, like most of these are here at the moment. But yeah, Isaiah Roby, 4,700, sure. Claxton, I'm never really a big fan of getting to. So he's been bad the last two. I think people will probably start getting off of that as well, because I can't advocate that kind of madness. Juan Toscano-Anderson, 4,200. Pop for the 26 minutes, 33.2, but now right back to his non-eventful role here. So that's a bummer. So there's not really any value there. Taj Gibson, kind of the guy that if he gets the start again, which kind of came out of nowhere, 34 minutes, 32.6 fantasy points. If Julius Randle's out, I expect him to be very, very popular as well. I guess I'll shout out Maxi Kleba too, because he does play 30 plus minutes a game. So gives you a point of a little bit of savings down there at the bottom at a power forward. But that's about all I see at the moment, because it's going to get weird. But you ready to round this thing out? We're flying today. It must be. We're just so exuberant because of Michigan for you.
No, I mean, hopefully just another win till the Final Four, and then we'll worry about another stressful weekend come Saturday. Hopefully UCLA exerted all their energy to get into this Elite Eight matchup against us. And they just come out flat Tuesday night, I believe. But
I was going to say, Tuesday night's going to be a fun slate starter pod either way. It's going to be really fun no matter what happens. I know that.
I mean, it'll only be really fun if there's one thing that's happening, and that's Michigan winning. So I don't know about any other outcome. Yeah. But I think some other guys, I think Isaiah Stewart deserves a mention. And Dean Wade played 31 minutes against Sacramento. Now, Isaiah Hartenstein should return, and that should cut into his minutes. If Hartenstein returns and is eligible to play, I'll have interest if he's going to start for Jared Allen. The guy's a point-per-minute beast pretty much wherever he's been. So,
yeah, and that's who I was going to talk about at center for sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Hartenstein's 3,200 over there. The thing about Wade, I mean, he's 4,800 now over on DK. So, like, if you're making me go one direction or the other, I think I'll go the Hartenstein. I'll roll the dice on a guy who's 1,600 cheaper on a Stars and Scrubs slate. But Dean Wade, yeah, if he's going to get the start there, if we hear that Hartenstein, for whatever reason, is limited or something, oh, yeah, weird to want interested at 4,800 Dean Wade, but I probably would. So I agree with you there. Top end of center, rounding this out on DraftKings. You got Giannis, who's power forward center eligible, 10-7 there. Julius Randle, we talked about. Karl Anthony Towns, 9,900, your first listed true center. Gets the Brooklyn matchup we like to target. He's coming off two big games. Put up the 35 minutes, put up 64. Then in 33 minutes in a 22-point loss to Houston. Such an embarrassing basketball team. 56.25, Karl Anthony Towns. So have some interest there. Nikola Vucevic could be making his Chicago debut. 9,300 seems pretty spendy on a let's see how this rotation pans out and see how this all works out together. But I'm curious to get your thoughts on Vooch, as we'll be seeing him for the first time, I believe. And then to round it all out, or no, Vooch played yesterday. What am I talking about?
Yeah,
he played?
He did. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't play on Saturday. Can you tell? There's that. Okay. So Vooch, 9,300, 32 minutes, 37.75. That's going to be a pass for me. Hello. And then Zion Williamson again there. Bam Adebayo, 8,300 against the Knicks without Julius Randle, but Nerlens Noel will be in there. Might be tough to get to, but contrarian. Just talk to me a lot about center, and I apologize. I had no idea.
I actually don't mind Vooch against the Golden State front court. I think a weak contrarian, if he's going to play mid-30s minutes, has some serious upside to do some damage, in my opinion. I know the team didn't look good against San Antonio the other night, but taking your chances on him on a low owned day, an 11-game slate when he has the potential to be the highest scoring center, I think there's some merit to taking your chances with Vooch. But spending up to Cat against Brooklyn both sides, definitely can't blame you to do that. One of my favorite players on the slate. Spending down to a guy like Christian Wood against Memphis, yeah, I think we can definitely take our chances there. But We got to congratulate Big Moses Brown. Man, the guy scored
massive. UCLA in the house.
He scored himself a contract, and the dude's an absolute machine. I just can't like accept these stat lines of his at times, and just been absolutely sensational. Luckily, I've been on the good side of it on some of the nights, but man, $6,800 price tag for Moses Brown. I think you have to.
He's doing it, and he's not even eclipsing 10 shot attempts in like any of these games. I mean, it's all 23 rebounds last time out. It's just bonkers. The kid is bonkers.
I don't think it helps that Tony Bradley is there, and who I think is a better player than Moses Brown, in my opinion. And I think Tony Bradley could steal some minutes, and taking your chances on a guy like him could work out for you. Keep in mind with the new situation, read into some of the coaching press conference of what they have to say. But man, Moses Brown has been quite the player the last couple of weeks for DFS and just in general. And in that same price tag, Robert Williams, I think I'd take my chances on Robert Williams and Moses Brown in terms of ownership. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's going to be hard. Robert Williams just still isn't getting minutes to 30 minutes. And now that price tag just keeps escalating. It's just like, it's like on the, it's like in the Price is Right where it's the little hill climber. You know what I'm talking about? Did you ever watch Price is Right? You know what I'm talking
briefly,
about? The yodeler?
Briefly. I've seen a handful of shows.
Okay. Yeah. No, the yodel dude. It's like here where it's like going up and then it's just going to crash. Robert Williams is obviously a phenomenal. You talk about fantasy point per minute beast. Robert Williams is definitely one. 6,700 is a big, big number to be paying for against New Orleans. I know it could happen. He's basically unchained here, but you know, 41.25, 37. If you get either of those last two, there's really, you know, three outings of over 40 there. I want a lot more than that out of 6,700 for Robert Williams, but. I probably am going to side on the Moses Brown end of it for 100 more. I know that that sounds ridiculous, and we talked about Tony Bradley being there, but at least he's seeing minutes into the 30s. I think that that's kind of the tiebreaker for me between the two, but we'll see where the ownership comes in because that is a big part of what we do. Getting down further, Chris Boucher we saw decide to reemerge into the like prominent minutes, 24 minutes, 6-for-8 from the field, 2-for-4 from three today, 35.75. He's 5,200. We'll figure out. I mean, as long as Lowry were to be out, it sounds weird that Lowry matters like that, but then you get Baines in the starting lineup and Boucher gets that second run and they need somebody to come and fire. So that was Boucher today. And I would expect it to be Boucher if he were out again tomorrow. James Wiseman, we've talked about a little bit here in the past, 5,200 on DK. I like taking a couple shots on him there. If you were to see those minutes spike up to 30 there, we haven't seen him like really go off in one of these spots, but he's been a willing participant in the offense. And, but Steph Curry would probably have to be out for that as well. But anyway, anybody else you want to talk about here on the bottom end?
Yeah, I do like Wiseman 4K on FanDuel. I think it's a pretty solid
4K on FanDuel.
Yeah, I believe.
Oh, dear God. Okay, yeah, definitely in play. I was looking on DraftKings and being like, you can take some shots on him. 4K on FanDuel, he's going to be very popular and he should be.
Yeah, and I think he's a pretty solid play there. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any interest in spending down below him. And I think Jakob Poeltl versus Sacramento seems like a sneaky, low-owned option who can put up a number against that Sacramento team, in my opinion. But outside of that, man, it's an 11-game slate. You can pick and choose your spots, make some informed data pivots off our ownership projections. I think you'll be in a good position to be profitable tomorrow and being able to alert yourself based on news if you follow the Osmo NBA Twitter handle.
Beautiful. Isaiah Hartenstein's power forward on FanDuel. That's what I was freaking out about. 3,500 over there, as he should be. But 3,200 on DK at center. That's my punt du jour, I think, as long as we see him in the rotation whatsoever. That's all we got for today, guys. We will see you back here for Tuesday's edition. He's Rent Pack. I'm Eric. We'll talk to you guys later. Good night.